perhaps it's helpful to talk a little more about being forgetful.
Yeah, that's the beginning of right understanding. Before that, you don't know what happens at all. But when there is understanding about different moments, then right then sati arises, so you know, but it's still you. But some idea about how it changes from moment to moment is there. Otherwise, how many times it changed before now, see? No idea at all. But at moment when it appears as anatta, and this is the way panya develops little by little, to know as usual by thinking or by beginning to understand the anatta-ness. Until anything can be object of right understanding, clear, but just very little, very gradual at a time.
I find that helpful, Ajahn, because I see that a lot of times we can be thinking and even thinking about dhammas or thinking about nama, but at the same time we can still just forgetful.
Because you see that thinking like this is another aspect of expectation.
Expectation.
Yoga. Yeah. Until panya can see the akusala and understand the reality which is of self. Like whether it is just that which experiences or that which is experienced. It's not just lead one to thinking about different names, but at that very moment a characteristic of a reality appears very shortly. But panya still can know about it, little by little. Otherwise, we just talk about Dharma and the characteristic of reality, but now each moment it appears as its own characteristic, like visible object appears as its own characteristic, and seeing sees it as usual. But the understanding begins to see the value of directly experience with understanding. Like yesterday, question about hardness. Hardness appear, but where's right understanding? Since we don't know that even at that moment it should be known as just a reality. Because we used to talk about the word reality, but the characteristic of a reality does not appear as a reality yet. That's why we listen and listen again and again until it gets into the mind, okay, gradually, until it's firm that nothing can be understood except reality which appears right now.
I think without hearing that again and again, it's easy to not know.
Uh-huh, yeah. So panya can be any moment. Just listen to the teachings, no time for hearing to experience that water fall. You cannot escape the water of sound.
No preparation.
Who can?
Yeah. You. But we think.
Wrong understanding.
Wrong view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is Sila Patta Brahmasa, it's not right. Very subtle.
So you're asking about characteristics of wrong view?
Then I'm going to quiet.
No, I'm just making a comment. If we have a thought like, it would be better if I was such and such, mm-hmm. if only this, or maybe if I mm-hmm. do such and such, any such thought, this characteristic of wrong view is.
I mentioned a little summary of the discussion on the list, and just in brief, I put, would be better, or shall I, or shan't I, wrong view. And Nina made a comment, well, it depends on the citta, not always wrong view, when, oh, this would be better, or shall I, or shan't I. But I think the point was, as soon as it's an idea of, if I do this, it will be sati, or shall I do this, or shall I not do that, it's always me and always moving away from the present object.
Why does one keep on thinking about other things? See, thinking that is that place is better than this. What about seeing right now? See, always keep away from whatever appears. So how can there be conditions to understand seeing right now without thinking of anything else? It's unknown as a reality. By listening and listening, right understanding develops to see. It's so natural. But since ignorance is there so much that it hinders the understanding of the seeing as natural as now, because it's just seeing, see, and then other things follow instantly. That is why it's so difficult to understand. But they see many, many moments. And we don't have to think how many moments, or shall I sit here, or be aware of this or that. Depending on conditions, not at your will or your thinking about place and object. That is the, it denotes that there are better understanding about Dhamma. You begin to see Dhamma as Dhamma. But not everything is Dhamma right now. But it begins. And it begins so very natural.
And that thinking about something else can even be when thinking about trying to understand the moment. That's also thinking about something else.
Yeah, that's why the middle path, see, is the
thinking,
middle path.
Trying anything.
The panya only that can be middle path. If it's not panya, how can it be the middle path? Yoga, oka, asura. We don't have to think about that either, because at this moment we are listening to whatever appears as it is to have more understanding about it, to be conditions for moment of directly understanding it little by little. Like hardness now, see? It doesn't appear to sati, which is different from when it appears to sati. A characteristic of a reality just like now. You don't have to think, because awareness arises, so it is aware. That's why the hardness appear different, even just a little bit from before, because when it appears to kaya vinyana, that's all. But when it appears to sati and panya, it follows. Different kind of yoke, if you would say, because it's not akusala, it is kusala, but it's there.
Right, so as soon as there's an idea of, well, it would be better not to associate with those drinking people for development of sati, or be better if I went to Thailand, it's always just forgetting about reality at this moment.
Otherwise, one cannot understand why lopa is samudaya. And how can it be eradicated? Because it's almost everywhere, like the space in between Galapas here.
That is like making Dhamma the object of lopa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because lopa can be attached to anything.
Sometimes people that don't understand that are critical, and they say, well, then why keep discussing or why keep reading? But I think that we need to understand that when we discuss and we use concepts, but it's getting closer and it's pointing, getting closer and closer to the reality now. So it's just reminders. So it's not trying to discuss more, read more, listen more, and then it make it arise. It doesn't work that way. If there's understanding, there's understanding. If there isn't, there isn't.
And ignorance thinks opposite of the teachings of the Buddha. Once is not enough, again and again and again, until there is the direct understanding of what we are saying about.
You could say that if someone asks you why discuss, your answer could be because it's so easy to go wrong. We need to hear again.
Because lopa is there. When it's not in front, it's behind.
I see the importance of the discussions, but I find I've had many people say that because they think ignorance is there and they think there's some way to do something. And then they say, well, if there's no way, why go to the discussions or why read or learn? So they equate that with the same thing as some kind of process, practice or something like that.
But
it doesn't have to be that way.
Do they understand why?
See, they don't understand.
But the question is why? Why does one read? Why does one listen?
Yes, but then they would say, well, one reads because for the development of understanding.
Okay. Understanding what?
Understanding reality.
What is reality? Where is it?
Just see? Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it now? If it's not, why not study more and read more and listen more?
Yeah.
If it's already, you don't need any studying.
But then they would say, well, this is like if we're saying, well, as soon as there's an idea of it's better to, that it's sila bhatta paramasa, better to go to this place, better, and then we say,
that is sila bhatta paramasa, which goes.
Goes, but then we're also saying, appreciate the value of hearing or considering more to develop understanding. So
now there can be discussion.
Bring that up mostly because I think some people that listen to the tapes or the discussions have that inclination. So to just try to help them see the distinction that because they equate it in their mind with some sort of practice, but that's not, doesn't necessarily have to be sila bhatta paramasa when you discuss or have interest in discussing. It's not the same.
At moment of understanding, how can it be sila bhatta paramasa?
Yes, reading a Dharma text can be with or without
with
sila bhatta paramasa. Yeah,
or with lopa, or with right understanding.
Yeah, it depends.
If you read, how many chittas are there? How many now? See, there is chitta, but no understanding of chitta, just wanting to know how many chittasikas arising with it. It seems like they know as much as Buddha and different way, like we have to go to the meditation center and things like that. Even
now
it's not taught.
Learn all the details.
So they know better than him.
Yeah, some say that we need only to hear a few suttas. Mahasatipatthana being one.
Mm-hmm.
And don't need to hear more.
So Buddha shouldn't teach any other things at all. Only that is enough. Against the teachings again. Did you say about Mahasatipatthana or Anapanasati?
Both. Well, I said Mahasatipatthana and John said Anapana.
So who knows what Anapana is and what Sati is?
Mm.
So it's only like dreaming.
Right. I mean, and every sutta is pointing to reality.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you say you need only these?
Mm-hmm. And
that's because these teach practices.
And what can be understood when they think that they need only that? What is the result? And what is working in order to know or to understand?
The result is less reading and more practice.
To know what?
Yeah.
To understand what? See? Now there is breathing, so for those who'd like to have anapanasati, what would they do? Because there's breathing right now.
There's breathing right now, but there's a noise of the river.
Okay, so how to have it as object? because that person think about sati to anapanasati. So it has some meaning. It's just not the word.
Mm. Not just think about it. It must be with understanding.
So they still want to speak that which they don't know.
They don't understand.
Just speak. All reality is arising and passing away.
Unknown.
Unknown.
I have a sutta here about the meaning of Sakaya. So we know Sakaya Ditti is wrong view about personality. And here in the sutta, the Buddha says, such is personality, iti sakayo, such is the origin of personality, sakaya samudio, such is the cessation of personality, such is the path leading to the cessation of personality, sakaya nirodha, gamani patipada. What is sakaya, the meaning here? Does it just mean the body of citta and citta seekers?
Have you heard about Attanuditti as well?
Yes.
Are they the same?
Well, Attanuditti is broader than Sakayaditti because, like, taking this for something, Attanuditti, not Sakayaditti. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Sakayaditti is me, while this is not me.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the Attanuditti.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so when it talks about such as Sakaya, such is the cessation of Sakaya. Is it referring to Sakaya Ditti?
We don't have to name or call it anything at all. For example, we talk about Sakaya Ditti. You should understand when and what is it.
Mm-hmm.
At this moment of seeing, is it Sakaya Ditti?
No.
It is only when it's me, yes, or I who sees.
Yes.
So now hardness appear, right? Even closing one's eyes, there can be a reality which appears as hardness. You, or me, or my hand, or my leg, or my foot. That is Sakaya Ditti.
Yes.
Taking anything as me or mine.
Yes, but because it is a view. So okay. So here, when it's talking about Sakaya and the origin and the cessation of it, it's referring, it's Sakaya is used as short for Sakaya Ditti, the idea of Sakaya.
At moment of taking that, you see that even while now we close our eyes and heart disappear, but no understanding,
right,
and no idea until Panya is there to see whether that is still taking that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Sakaya Ditti.
Yes.
You can see it, it's there.
Yes.
But when it's not that moment, you think about it, like it is Sakaya Ditti.
Yes.
Until then, that Panya is there.
Yes.
And it can see the Ditti there, which yes, takes that object as I, yes, or mine. No word. But the clinging to that as part of my or I is there. It's not like letting go, no I there. It's only a moment of a reality appearing.
So when he says this is Sakaya, he means this is Sakaya Ditti at that moment.
And who knows Sakaya Ditti? Mm. See? Panya. So we begins from Sakaya Ditti, which is unknown, to that very moment, because it's only thinking about it, learning, hearing about it, but don't know it when it appears. But when it appears, Panya is there. Panya can understand that as Ditti, clinging with me or I, of that object. Otherwise, we just talk about everything. But when it appears, no understanding. And the development of understanding is from hearing and hearing. So whenever there is conditions for sati to arise, panya is there. Exactly like that which has been heard before. Nothing different. And in Pali it says, vācā satya. Right words, truth. The true words about realities.
Just the use of words was a little bit unusual here, because then it goes on, we who thought ourselves to be permanent are really impermanent. Anicca, dubba, asasata, sakaya, pariyaya. Yeah, panya, pema. So in other words, of course there's always the taking of what is impermanent, the hardness, for permanent, for something lasting. And it was just the idea that it makes it sound, especially in the translation of, anyway, it's talking about Sakaya Ditti, for sure.
Yeah. You don't have to know all the words for Sakaya Ditti, just understanding it.
When there is Sakaya Ditti, there's the taking of impermanent for permanence.
At what level?
That's what Buddha...
Not false.
Not false.
Yeah.
That's what Buddha... That's all the Buddha really did.
All his work.
Just tell the truth.
Yes.
About the reality now that he knew
because
of the level of panya that nobody else recognized.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be true to the end. Never change. Like seeing things. No one, not me, who sees. That's why he used the word Dhamma, whatever is real. You can change it to be unreal. You see now unreal? See? Then what is real? No expectation for any result, just understand. That's, it's so helpful to get rid of the clinging and the idea of self. Because it derived from no understanding and ignorance.
Well, if everyone wants to be a listener, I'll bring up PT's question. We talk about various objects of samatha, and he says, for example, the way we have explained earth kasina, you know, for example, we may reflect now on how everything depends on earth, and there is hardness in each kalapa, and there cannot be any visible object or any other rupa appearing without earth element, and people fight wars over just earth, and when it's reflected on wisely, the citta is calm at that moment. And his question is about colour, for example, in the Visuddhimagga or elsewhere. It talks about various colours, and it talks about blue kasina apprehends the sign in blue and this kind of thing. And he's wondering how an object such as colour of the kasina, how it is considered wisely. Like the bhikkhu considers the skeleton as object of samatha. When he meets someone, maybe he reflects it's just teeth or just rupa appearing at that moment. But when we talk about colour, we know we're very attached to colour. Some like red, some like blue, but actually it's just what is seen. Can you say a little more about colour as object of samatha?
And what's the purpose of developing samatha?
The development of detachment from sense objects.
And what else?
Because one sees the harm in sense objects.
And what else?
For the purpose of tranquility and not being lost in loba all day.
And what else?
Temporary relief from defilements.
What else?
Are you talking about any samatha or samatha?
Samatha, just samatha. Yeah. Because samatha and bhavana.
Yes.
If you don't know samatha, how can one know about bhavana?
Kusala.
Just kusala.
For
more kusala. To understand when is kusala and when is akusala. Otherwise, it cannot develop. Because it's the development of kusala, because kusala is calm. With right understanding at a level of knowing what is what. Otherwise, those who have no idea at all just want grief to develop. What they get is more attachment. Like Kunipat, he said that once he is on the beach and he watched the sunrise as color. See? What condition? More attachment without any understanding. Not just reading about different colors, but the purpose is to know when is kusala and when is not kusala. Because there's color whenever they're seeing. But Panya knows whether that is calm or no calm at all. So it's all depend on Panya. All the teachings of the Buddha concern or all about Panya at different levels. Intellectual understanding, or direct understanding, or the direct penetration of the truth of it. All about Panya, not anyone at all. And so it's not just I want to develop samatha, but why do you develop it? If you don't know, you cannot develop it at all. Can there be samatha right now?
Yes.
Yes, but it's not samatha bhavana because it's only temporary. But when it's samatha bhavana, it focus, turn the mind towards that object which can condition kusala. It does mean that I know nothing about color, but I just want to have color as kasina. See? At moment of understanding Dhamma, it is Dhammanusati, sati, which knows the value of Dhamma. See, no need to develop like, what you say, the beginning of Dhammanupassana, itipiso pako, no? Sawakato pakawata tamo, no meaning. But now, sawakato pakawata dhammo.
So now, for example, you know, colors appearing like any time when visible objects seen. So it depends if there's
on understanding,
and wise attention, whether it's kusala or akusala, that moment of reflecting. But why
about what's color? What is color? It's only that which is seen.
And what is the purpose of
to know that in a day one is influenced by color, taking color for different things and cling to color so much, that's the beginning of attention to color. So by having right understanding that it's only color that can be seen.
Isn't this
otherwise?
Now,
kusala, which is calm, because what is seen must depend on color too. We take this person or that person because of color. But with when there is the notion of it's only color, just color, the mind can be calm.
Yeah. color, not visible object.
No.
No, right, color. Mm-hmm.
I think that's more or less what I wrote to him. But then he and some other friends all said, oh, well, but in the Vasuddhi Magga about blue is the color of this and red is the color of this and da 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 da. Is this just to show again how one, like blue is the color of the sky or something, just to show how attached one is to that color immediately, an idea of sky and no detachment, no understanding that it's only color that appears?
For example, right now, colors. Is there any moment of understanding it?
Yeah.
It's only color.
Yeah.
So the mind begin to move away from clinging,
yeah,
taking it for something,
yeah,
as being in things. Yeah.
And also an answer to Sarah's question, to show these examples how in daily life there are common objects which are of the different colors.
Yeah.
And I think this also shows that Samatha needs to be developed naturally.
Certainly.
Yeah. Like now.
So it can be Samatha or Vipassana, either,
yeah,
depending on right understanding.
But it seems... Shall
we step outside and look at the sky then?
Yeah.
What about now? Table, not sky.
Yes.
See?
Maybe he likes blue more than brown.
It does matter, but... Color is here.
My perceiver is blue. I need to be looking at the sky.
Yeah. You call it sky, but it's only a reality which can be seen, depending on understanding.
I cannot understand why it's possible to develop kusala cittas while one is concentrating on the color. I can see that concentration is developed. So, but how can kusala citta be developed? Just by concentrating on color.
Do you know concentration?
I know the word.
See?
Yeah.
The word is not reality.
Yeah. But those who are practicing sort of samatha, having color as if samatha object in a right manner, he should there should be kusala citta.
Yeah,
it's not development of excellence.
But how do you know that in right manners?
Yeah, yeah. So the point is that how is it possible to have kusala citta just by concentrating color?
Right understanding must be there. No matter it's bhavana, samatha, or vipassana, without understanding, it's not bhavana at all.
So focus should be on development of kusalas, not on the development of concentration.
Panya.
And also, when we talk about samatha of different objects, we're not talking about concentrating on the object. We're talking about when the object is object, then...
Of right understanding at level of samatha.
It can be contemplated, but it's not a matter of choosing a specific object or to concentrate on.
Even right now, is there any idea that it's just color? Only color? Only color. No one in it.
So in other words, it's like... It's the concentration is achieved by virtue of panya arising to take that object over and over again, right? It's not like a decision to concentrate and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, there are conditions like now you said there may be some appreciation, it's just color, and there may be some understanding, and at that moment when it is just color, the citta is calm for a moment, but it's not bhavana, it's just a temporary moment of samatha. But when it is bhavana, there is focusing on that particular way with right understanding, and it's not just one brief moment like now. So by conditions, there is that focusing or that concentrating on that object, such as the lukkasena, with understanding and right concentration that attends to that object repeatedly.
Because the word understanding is left understood.
Mm. So it has to be there.
Yeah.
But it is attending, even though, of course, each citta is conditioned, but by conditions that the citta attends to that particular object repeatedly, that is the object, that is, if the blue casino has been made, there are...
Although I believe that there's also the understanding of the role of concentration, because otherwise how do you explain the need to be removed from, to a quiet place and all that, so that a level of samadhi is achieved?
That is, the answer to your earlier question is that as long as there is no understanding of the kind that John mentioned, of the difference between kusala and akusala, then any choosing of object is going to mean that there'll be a kusala, will be a concentration rather than kusala concentration. But if there is the understanding of that difference, and it's been, and it's more developed, then the situation changes.
But there's also, we refer to different kinds of samadhi, apana samadhi, upachara samadhi, and all that. So we know
levels.
That, so we know that concentration needs to, has a role to play in the achievement of that, right?
With understanding, because there is the there is the attending to that particular object repeatedly, with understanding of what calm is, with the understanding of what kusala is, what akusala is, the danger of sense objects, and so there is the attending again and again to that particular object in order for right understanding, right concentration of the level of samatha to develop up to jhana in that case. But it has to be of understanding from the beginning.
It has to be of understanding. There must be such a high level of kusala in daily life, I think, without even jhana, of that kind of samatha, bhavana, like that. I think that's got to be such a high accumulation of kusala.
This question came up at the foundation with Kunwira a number of weeks ago, and the general accepted definition of agaliko that Thais use is the idea of something being timeless, good at any time, okay? Like, for instance, the Buddha's teachings is considered to be agaliko, i.e. it's true at any era, any time. However, Kunwira said that in Pali, agaliko had a slightly different meaning. So what is the different meaning in Pali that agaliko has?
The karma will produce result when time comes, right?
Sorry?
The karma will produce result when time comes, right? It can be karma in the previous long, long time ago, previous lives. Even Buddha himself had vipaka before he died, see? But when we talk about the instant result, like Lokuttara Magga, Sotapatti Magga, it has to be followed by vipaka instantly. No need to take time. That is a meaning of agaliko, only a meaning. In other meaning, it means that his word is true, no matter when, today or tomorrow,
timeless,
anytime.
Because, like, still true today.
Right, that's the general accepted meaning. So to get back, my understanding of that correctly, what you just said, so it means the fact that of any cause and effect, not only Dhamma and Vipaka, that there will always be, Vipaka will always follow Dhamma, I mean, well, a cause of some
kind. Not as sudden as Lokuttara.
Exactly, whether it's immediate or it can be of any duration of time.
I think what Ajahn's saying is that for the Magajita,
Sotapatimaka,
Akalajita follows immediately.
Right, I know. But so is that the only meaning then for Akalika, just for those jitta?
In what aspect?
One meaning. It means that it's not dependent on time. It just happens immediately.
Oh, okay. So just... But for any of the conditions to manifest as a result.
No need to select time to practice. Anytime.
That's a new meaning.
new meaning.
This meaning too. Yeah. Anytime. So you cannot set certain time for this and that.
Sorry?
You cannot set a certain time for this or that.
Yes.
To arise. And what about a person sitting on the beach looking at the sunrise color? Very nice. And concentrate on it to have the mind just set on it. Mm-hmm. Is that color dasina?
Attachment to focusing on color. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why people read Tripitaka very, very carelessly. They think that they can understand the word that Buddha taught, like samatha and concentration. See, they think that, oh, this is concentration. So they try very hard to concentrate, no understanding.
So, Ajahn, basically, this kasina, the color, is with the understanding that it's just color. If someone's attached to blue, his understanding is that blue is just color.
To have less clinging to what you take from that. Take something out of color, people and things. If one realizes that one clings to color, see? Very senseless, cling to color, see? But you cling to something more than just color. But the right understanding can see that what you cling to must have different colors. But in reality, you cling to that too as something, not just color. Okay, when it's not shared, when it's not things, you cling to color? Just color? Cling to the red color there, to the flag, or what?
In the case of samatha, it's concept. It's color as in particular color.
Because
whereas in
no
in
understanding
vipassana,
of reality
visible,
at all.
Well, you could say it's there's some understanding, but it's still something. So it's understanding that color is seen, but it's not understood as a reality.
Especially understanding moment of akusla and moment of kusla. Otherwise, it cannot be developed more, like nivarana, see,
and
obstacles.
And Kevin's comment, which was comment question, was that the person, in order to develop samatha bhavana, would say, blue kasina's object, there must be so much understanding even in daily life of kusala and akusala, and particularly of attachment to sense objects. And my extra question is, would blue kasina rather than white kasina be selected because of more attachment to blue or just random?
What select?
Citta.
Okay, with some kind of citta-sikha? Ignorance or right understanding?
Well, it must be with right understanding.
If it's right understanding, it's done by right understanding, to yeah. see one's own accumulation.
Yeah.
No selection, just by oneself or the self. But by knowing that moment when citta is kusala from this or that, one knows that. But still, when it's vipassana bhavana, it has to detach from that.
When it's daily life like that, I think for someone with that level of panya, there'll also be very high level of sila, no?
As long as that person has become enlightened yet.
It's not
pure, but it's...
It's not perfectly, absolutely.
But the way of living must be quite refined. And
yeah. Depending on akusala conditions, for those who seem so very quiet, very serene, what about when it's time for akusala to arise? Like Matsuo? You know Matsuo? Mambeti, you know the teachers in Bangkok. He's Japanese.
What's
many,
his name?
Many disciples. I am not sure.
What's
yeah.
his name?
Meditation.
Oh, he's the one, the Japanese monk. He was a Japanese monk, right? And then he quit the monkhood and got married.
Yeah.
That's the one who'd written many, many Dhamma books. He used to be up in Kanchanaburi. And a lot of people had a lot of respect for him. And I remember once reading a couple of his books. And when you start to read, you think, oh, yeah, this looks pretty good. Then finally you get to, because there's no understanding of realities, no discussion of realities, no discussion really of anatta. So it's then you realize it's just like any other of the books that don't bother to talk about that. And a lot of people expressed... surprise and almost indignation that the man gave up the monkhood in order to get married. And I said, you know, actually, if he no longer had, there were no longer conditions for him to be a monk, then fine. He realized, fine, I'll quit the monkhood and go get married. I would rather see him quit the monkhood rather than stay in the monkhood and say, have a woman on the side secretly or something like that. You know, so I said I had respect for his decision because he no longer felt there were conditions to stay in the monkhood.
I haven't met him. I haven't heard the direct way to pronounce his name. Mit Amat Suo.
I never met him, but I saw him. I never met him. Talked to him personally.
Mitsuo
Gavasako.
Yeah, I just heard, and I don't know properly what he's called.
Kadao, did you ever hear of him? Mitsuo Gavasako.
Yeah. You see that to me, he does not have any understanding of either samatha or vipassana.
Yeah.
Like others.
I'm surprised that. People are surprised that he left the monkhood and got married. But I think that's the real surprise is if there really is kusala. Not kusala.
Like, what do you mean?
If there really was kusala, very strong kusala accumulations for an individual, and it's really samatha or something like that, that's the surprise. Not that there's a kusala or you want a wife or... That's not a surprise. Because there's more kusala than kusala generally.
Right, the surprise... Well, I think the surprise for many was that there was no understanding there. You know?
Yeah.
But...
It wouldn't be a surprise for us.
No. Nothing to be blamed at all.
No, I don't blame him
nothing.
At all.
Nothing.
Yeah. I respect his decision.
What do you mean nothing can be blamed?
Nothing to be blamed.
No, because just different kusala and akusala teachers.
Because why do people believe in his teachings? It's not his wrong. Because anyone can speak anything. It depends on you, the listener, to believe or not.
You can't blame the teacher.
So, you can't blame the teacher. Blame
this is what I've told my son. I said, you know, if you feel that you need to leave the monkhood because you can no longer follow the rules of the monks. Say you decide you want to get married or whatever it is, that you no longer can live the 227 precepts of the monk, then you should quit the monkhood. That's all. You know, it depends. I said there are no more, it just means that there are no more conditions for you to continue in the monkhood. And that's the conditions of your life. That's the way it is.
And how dangerous it is to behave against the rule.
Mm. You have to make them understand that. I mean, what are the consequences? Or even let him see what it is to break a rule.
Absolutely, but he can only understand that by going through it himself. I can't tell him what the consequences are. He knows as well as I do what the consequences are. You know, he has to go through it himself and realize that himself. I can't tell him that. He's going to have to, it's part of his growth of understanding. And he may decide that at some point there may be conditions for him to actually really study the Dhamma and realize you don't have to be in an orange robe to study it, you know. And I hope maybe if that ever happened, I hope that ever might happen for him. I don't know. That's why, you know, when somebody comes to the foundation and they study a little bit, they come a couple of weeks and then they quit. I say, okay, fine. There's no accumulations for them to stay and study. So that's the, you know, it's the way it is.
All realities. That's all.
And talking about Samatha Bhavana and focusing. So we know today, actually, unlikely anyone has attained jhana, but I think that even when beginning to focus on an object, whatever that object is, kasina or breath or whatever, in Samatha Bhavana, it's unlikely to be even the beginning of Samatha Bhavana. So really today it seems like, because we said, okay, now occasional moments of samatha, but it's not samatha bhavana. So is
even
there any
samatha, how can they know that it's samatha?
Yeah, they cannot know.
Yes, so they do nothing.
So if it's no knowing of samatha, it cannot be samatha bhavana. And like now we know, okay, it's just color and there may be understanding, there may be calm, but why focus on it? What's the purpose, especially if one has understood anything about realities?
Question? What's your question?
Your question is, what is the purpose, like we're talking about today, when, okay, most people don't even understand what samatha is, but like for us, okay, we have a little understanding of samatha, we know that samatha bhavana is the understanding of kusala and akusala. So even so, what is the purpose of focusing on
it's
an object?
It's not my purpose.
But why would it be anyone's purpose?
Because they don't know.
They don't know.
The answer is because they don't know. Mm.
Mm. A lot of
no understanding. Mm.
People who believe in what they the samatha meditation, they really honestly believe. They really believe it, and there's no way you're going to convince them otherwise. They really believe that you do enough samatha meditation, this will lead to the rise of understanding. And you try to tell them, explain to them why that's not the case, they don't believe it. They seriously believe that samatha meditation will lead to the rise of understanding later on. If you do enough samatha meditation, reach a certain amount of jhana,
you can... The point is, it's not samatha meditation.
Huh?
It's not samatha bhavana at all.
Well, of course not, but that's what they believe. You know,
and they do not realize that they do not have Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha as refuge at all. But they think they do.
But they think it is. Like my daughter thinks so.
Yeah, she's thinking.
It's thinking.
No understanding what Buddha was, Dhamma, and Sangha. Just the word.
And you ask them, how is it that just concentrating on breath can lead to understanding? They say because the reason they give is
that there are conditions, they don't use the word conditions, but that they mean something like that. They believe that there are conditions for Pitjarana, so that when they're doing samatha, as I understand it, one part of the mind is concentrating and another part is doing Pitjarana. And they liken that to, this is what they believe, I'm not, and they liken that to driving a car. For instance, when you're... the land of Toyota. No. Okay, when you're driving a car, for instance, you're concentrating on the road, but then you might take a gander at the speedometer, right? But at the same time, you're still concentrating, even though you might take a look at the speedometer to check your speed. Again, this is not my explanation. This is not the way I see it, but this is the way it was explained to me by these people.
And these people are not interested in Dhamma at all.
No, not at all.
No, they think they really are. They think that they really...
But they have no interest.
Right. They think they're really learning Dhamma, and they think what we are learning is something way out there that is out in Never Never Land or something.
Where is Dhamma? They don't know. Where is Dhamma?
Well, I have to ask them that. I mean, yeah. But for me, Dhamma, it arises... is arising all the time, and is
everywhere.
The matter
everywhere, whatever appears,
yes,
is them.
Whatever is appearing.
That's why I said it's almost like they have thinking as refuge, thinking about the Buddha, Dhamma,
that's
Sangha
right.
As refuge.
They're not taking refuge in some idea that arises in their mind rather than the actual understanding of the nature of how things arise and fall away, and the characteristics of reality. They don't know it. Especially in Natha, they don't know.
So it's the same attitude, the idea of concentrating, sitting down, concentrate, leading to wisdom, and the idea of becoming a monk, and maybe there'll be something.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And I don't want to argue with them because they don't have any inclinations.
No, really. I mean, that's the impression I just got.
And they'll always point to me and they'll say, well, gee, you study your thing, but I don't notice that you've let go of anger or that you're... I said, excuse me, if I've totally let go of anger, then I must be some kind of an Ariana or an Arahat or some kind. I said, who can totally let go of anger no matter what, you know? We can reduce it. There can be reduction of anger. There can be the realization when anger arises. There can be... the understanding of anger when it arises, there can be an attempt to be detached from anger, not an attempt, but there can be understanding of anger. But I said that's not going to necessarily mean if there are conditions for anger to arise, anger's going to arise. So that's the way it is.
They're not interested in understanding at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think what Betty says is very much the mainstream among sort of ordained people. Yeah? It's a mainstream idea that one has to develop concentration or jhana, and based on that experience, one can somehow reach to some kind of enlightenment. Yeah? That is a very simple, basic sort of method. They believe that they believe. Yeah? They have a faith in. Yeah? But whenever I hear that kind of idea, or I always develop some kind of indifference. So the upekkha, indifference, mean that they really do not have much wisdom. We cannot do anything about these people.
I don't expect to do anything about them, but there's the feeling arising that says, oh, I feel sorry that there are no conditions for them to try to listen and accept Dhamma.
So we can say that even from the very beginning, at very first step of bhavana, there's no understanding of akusala and akusala at that moment than even beginning to focus on color or any other object is bound to be with wrong view.
Yeah, and they don't know that at moment of understanding it's calm. You don't need other kind of calmness at all. With right understanding is much better than having the right understanding of reality which appears.
To color, it's attachment to sound, to smell, to taste,
yes,
everything.
To all the senses.
To ideas.
They do not realize that without right understanding, there is no way to understand ignorance and kilesa. It's there all the time at moment of concentrating on an object. With desire to gain such and such state, which they don't know, because at that moment even citta is kusala or akusala is unknown. When it's done with upright understanding, it must be attachment. Loka.
Okay, Kusuji. Basically, the message I got from yesterday's talk or discussion was that how thick our ignorance is. Yeah. And the question I want to ask is that I thought that satya and panya arise all the time, but you are differentiating sort of different level of satya and could be a different level of panya too. Could you just elaborate the sort of interaction between satya and understanding panya? Yeah.
If you say that satya and panya arise all the time, right? There is no akusala moment.
But when we talk specifically about sati of vipassana, even it may be very weak sort of vipassana level. Yeah?
But before it's weak or not weak, how can it arise? Without conditions, sati at level of satipatthana cannot arise at all. People just want to practice, but actually no understanding. So the understanding is the core of the teachings, all about understanding, understanding of sila, understanding of samatha, understanding of satipatthana, understanding of reality. At moment of understanding is the sila. There must be higher than the five silas. And when it's with understanding of a reality right now, it's at the sila, higher than ordinary sila. So whenever kusala arises, it is sila. By way of dana or by way of bhavana, but itself is seen as you call it akusala sila or kusala sila or apayagata sila, the way it is.
Things are not still clear to me. Say if sati arises with even a very weak panya, that kind of sati and panya combination, how is the combination differs from the combination of sati and panya at much higher level?
Okay, without understanding, without listening at all, can there be a moment of being aware of a reality right now?
No, I don't
no.
think so.
So when there is moment different from usual, like now there is touching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at moment we call it touching.
Oh, yeah.
Heart disappear. To what? To citta, which experiences it, not to panya, right? Kaya vinyana. But when it arises to be object of kaya vinyana, no understanding, it's gone all the time with the idea of something, not as a reality. But after learning a lot, and at moment when it appears as a characteristic, different from as table and thing, it indicates that at that moment, it appears to a moment or moments of awareness. And where is panya, like now? See, it develops, begin to see that there is no one at all, no world. At that moment, there is only a reality which is experienced by that which experiences it. No one who is experiencing, and the object is no one or nothing in it. This is the beginning of developing to see the worth, the words of Buddha as all words are true at any time. So it's for very daily touching with the kaya vinyana or with understanding a little bit or understanding the difference between with or without sati. When it is with sati, it's there for a moment as a characteristic. But when it's not with sati, it's gone without any understanding of it.
Yeah, okay, my question is like this. Okay, when usually when we experience various objects, sensual objects, we take these objects as things and we have no, without any awareness. Yeah? But when, say, harmless appears as a harmless, yeah? There must be a certain level of sati. Yeah?
To awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that you don't have to call it or what you have learned about satipatthana is there at that very moment.
But
while you learn about satipatthana without being aware,
yeah,
it's only words.
No, no. The point is here is the point. If harmless appears as a harmless to a sati, to a moment of sati, there must be some kind of panya.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise there is no awareness of it, like usual.
Yeah.
Because of panya, and it's time to condition awareness. So the reality appears to awareness because awareness arises with a very low level of panya. That's why it needs the development of understanding it more and more and more until there is no self who experiences, and that which is experienced is just a reality.
So can I say that let the panya
certainly
of even a very low, low level of panya study the characteristic which appears that at a given moment.
Yeah.
And you know sati must be there performing its function.
Don't mind about sati.
The understanding of that.
That has been my understanding for many years, but somehow I thought
because it's not the direct understanding, so it's only the intellectual understanding until it becomes clear or it becomes to appear as it is, only to sati and panya.
Also, in a sense, can I say that we one need not be worried so much about how weak one's panya is. Let the panya develop by itself.
That is the panya which knows, not you.
Okay. Yeah.
And one can see that it's so not easy at all to let go the idea of self. It's there until panya sees and understands deeper and clearer. Panya works its way. Without panya, it's impossible to have the idea of no self.
Yeah, and then what I reflected last night was that sati and panya do not arise often or as much as after as often as I wish for, because there's a thickness of ignorance.
And you see that it would arise when there is no thinking about it. If there is concern for when and how, how many times, that is not the anatta.
That's
the I.
Yoke.
But I had a little bit of the same impression as you, maybe in the old days, maybe Ajahn stressed more on sati and more, now more on panya, maybe. I had that impression a little too. And I think I asked you about that once, and you said, well, sometimes you would talk more on sati because sometimes the characteristic of sati may be more apparent.
But without those moments in the old days, there would be the understanding now. From yesterday, it continued to develop to this moment. So we understand better now about what's meant by Sankhara Khanda. Not I, but all cetasikas except two, sanya and vedana. Having more understanding, that's the condition for right awareness and the other path. It cannot do without panya.
This is sort of a minor question, and when ask about five khandhas, and I think it's a very nice way of classifying realities. It's just five, and then why just a sanya and vedana stand as individual cetasikas? Mean that probably the sanyas and vedanas say taken away from other group of cetasikas and placed sort of its own place because we so cling to vedana and sanya. Is it correct or not correct?
With our sanya, can there be anything now appearing as something? And what is most important in your life? What is the most important?
Vedana.
Vedana, feeling. Many people don't want anything, just pleasant feeling. No matter it's wholesome or unwholesome, let it be pleasant. That's all they want. That's why people keeps on moving to sensuous object, because they think that their happiness comes from experiencing the sensual object.
Yeah, when you think about so-called entertainment businesses in current society, they all prey on people's sort of vedana. Is it not right?
All day we're looking for, not looking for vedana, pleasant vedana, trying to avoid unpleasant vedana.
Like at moment of having coffee, see, for certain vedana,
Eating this and not that dish, or just for
vedana. Yeah, Starbucks is the best of vedana. This is the best of vedana. Thank you. So it's not really necessary to be worried about sort of a lack of experiencing sati in our daily life. It's
what is the greatest task in one's life is to have understanding. Otherwise, one worry about this, there's still I all the time. But everything is Dhamma.
But that understanding of panya arises together with sati. So to me...
And other wholesome cetasikas, not only sati.
But to me, sati is like a forerunner, and then panya follows, and panya sees things as it is.
So, if you think so, you wish to have sati?
No, I do wish, but I can't do anything
it's
about it.
It's still something very important. Actually, panya can see what is important and what is not important.
And Panya is said to be the leader.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you.
Like the dawn, Panya's like the dawn, the leader.
Can we say that all the wholesome qualities are leaders, and among these leaders, Panya is the greatest leader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, don't forget. So it's useless just to read without understanding of each word, like sambhata, vipassana, right understanding, or sati. So again, what is sila?
Sila, in ultimate sense.
Yes, ultimate.
In ultimate sense, it has to be accompanied with satyam.
No. What is it?
I think there are different levels of sila.
Pardon?
And there are different levels of sila.
Can we simply say that it's Dhamma?
In what sense?
It's a reality, not me.
Oh, yeah.
Not me. Mm. The question is not me. Just a reality.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm.
This is the beginning of the teachings, Dhamma.
So, so it's not me. It's not me. If one thinks it's me, then it's avicca. So
right,
One is thick with avicca. Mm-hmm. Means that one is thick with the idea of self.
When there is no understanding. Mm-hmm. As Dhamma, not anyone at all, no one there.
Sotapanna still has avicca, but no idea of self.
And who does not have clinging to sensuous objects?
Araha.
Anagami.
Okay.
Not Sotapanna. Mm. Better than no understanding at all, no matter at what level. And one has to be so very truthful, because truthfulness is sopana, wholesome, to know what's right and what's wrong, what's true and what is not true. Is akusala you? Is kusala you? Is vipaka you? Whatever appears, is it you or yours?
No, this time I could see how sort of Bhitti is like a sort of a wet clothes. It's sort of cling to our body.
Can we call that yoke too? When it's on the body, the clothes. Mm. Is that the meaning of yoke too?
Not really.
Yeah, that is the meaning of yoke.
Yeah.
It's like your wetsuit.
Very tight, very tight clothes.
Like a straight jacket.
And it's not necessary to be clothed anything, which has the function. And this is understanding.
We think we're yoked by people and situations, but actually it's yoked by attachment and wrong view and ignorance.
Asava, oka, and yoga.
This is Kevin's last discussion, because next week he goes back to America. So anything else you would like to hear about before?
Say thank you again. Thank you. And everyone. the discussions have been very helpful, so a lot to reflect on, and just amazing.
To understand reality, that's all, as it is.
There's nothing as profound as Dhamma. Nothing comes close to
the magician, the cleverest one, from just arising an experience, it comes to be the world, the outer world. Anatta, no one can stop its arising.
We never know what Dhamma is going to appear.
Mm-hmm. But there are conditions.
Like conditions.
Yeah, there must be still conditions for Dhamma to arise, as well as there is a condition, but there are more conditions than one for anything to arise. It's all the way Dhamma is. Sitting, standing, thinking, working, any movement.
Just before you said that Sila is Dhamma, or can I say Sila is just Dhamma? There's no self who is somehow observing precepts or sort of guarding senses. It's just Dhamma or moment-to-moment realities.
Because usually people think of sila as wholesome, but actually the way the body is and speech, the body manner, is done by citta. So there are akusala sila and kusala sila and abhyagata sila. Without the body and speech, who knows about the citta, whether it's wholesome or unwholesome?
So you are trying to say that don't cling to the notion of self with the idea that self is sort of observing all these wholesome sort of precepts.
As long as it's not eradicated.
Thank you.
And what is the highest calm? Or santi, supreme.
What is the highest calm?
What is the highest calm? I don't know. I've never experienced that kind of calm.
We say peace, right? But peace? What does it mean? Natti santi, paramang sunyang santi. What is it? Please. Only nirvana. Nothing arises.
Sila as Dhamma, I think it means only Dhamma, so even when there's an idea of I'm observing Sila, again it's just more Dhammas even then.
And Adi Sila, Adi Citta, and Adi Panya, different from ordinary Sila. Because of different citta, it has to be with right understanding only. Because as one is abstaining from ill deeds, what about citta at that moment, see? With the idea of self, with attachment to self, or with right understanding, no self, no one. So knowing that it's a disila, while abstaining from killing is only sila.
So if somebody is refraining from killing a mosquito, other than himself or herself, one cannot say that his sila is ordinary sila or disila.
Citta arises and falls, wanes, which second, alternately. So kusala is kusala, and akusala is akusala. No one at all. that must be the wholesome jetasika or chittas factors.
But at one moment, one is doing this with the idea of self refraining from killing a mosquito. In another moment, in other occasion, one may, it's not, there may be some kind of realization that it's not me.
It's but it's not the exact moment.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But without that, see. There's no condition for killing when there's no ditti. By nature. Do we have sila now? Are there sila now? Are there sila now? While we have discussion right at the same time. Yes. Yeah. Kusala, any kusala. Then we don't talk about by way of dana or by way of development. Sila is the basic.
Even when not speaking and not moving at all, it's just
when Pandya is there. So don't look for having sila because it's there when there is understanding. It's higher than ordinary one too.
But also, even ordinary sila, I think we've spoken about varita and charita, so that just apart from observing precepts, it's just one's general conduct.
Any moment of kusala, like helping people, is not varita, but it's charita.
Yeah. So we having that kind of sila.
Don't and do, yeah. It doesn't do this, but it does do that. So at moment of helping, what type, what kusala is there?
Yeah.
See, by way of helping, see. Yeah. So there are 10 kusala kamma, vata or puja kriya vatu. 3 of dana. By way of 10. Punya kiriya vatu. That is the 3, 3, 3, and 1.
And the last one is all is
studying Dhamma.
Right.
Tittu chukkata.
Right, straightening views.
Even with this, better to study, to understand. Is that one? To be truthful. Such great opportunity or time, because it's time to understand. What about other time? Time for eating and time for going with pleasure. But this time to understand. Not for all. Not for everyone. Just for those who have accumulated kusala of that degree, seeing the usefulness of understanding.
So even when enjoying food, there can be charita sila also.
When?
Enjoying food with attachment.
When? At that moment?
At that moment.
When?
They have different moments.
Right? Yeah, chewy or what? Or moving the food, helping the others.
Even chewing. I mean, the way
what kind of sila?
Well, you don't chew, so the food spills out your mouth. You don't talk with your mouth full of food. Things like that.
Wholesome citta, just remember it.
Sorry, it's not easy to have a wholesome citta while I'm eating. It's almost impossible for me. It's my weakness.
Especially if it's home cooked food.
It's my weakness. It's so hard, Joe. That kind of citta while I'm eating.
Are you interested in the second three?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the first three, yeah, because I haven't, can't remember what.
The first three,
yes.
Dana,
yes.
Patidana, share the kusala to let the other appreciate,
yes.
And anumodana.
Oh, I see. Right.
Even you're not the one whom that person mentioned, but
yes.
The citta is kusala at that
yes.
moment. Rejoice in the identity. And sila is abstaining,
yes.
with warita,
yes.
And helping the others,
right.
Charita,
yes.
And pay respect to those who should be paid,
the
respected person, which, yeah. Sila. Otherwise, we don't mind that even at that moment of being humble, thinking of the other's goodness. So the manners and the speech toward the person or anything you can do for that person is from your humbleness. To be humble, is it good or not? And that is sila.
Be considerate.
To be considerate, yeah. And
to please.
And do. Like paying respect, we pay respect when we meet, right? And the sila.
Well,
when it's akusala, one cannot do that. But, to the old one, no matter who's, see, respect in his old age or experiences. Yeah. He might have been something in better than us in some respect, see. And then the mind is, we call it apajayana. To be considerate. To be considerate.
Considerate, yes.
Yeah. And the three, listening to Dhamma, develop samatha and develop sipatthana. And the last one is straightening the view. Yeah.
And the last one is
straightening
to... I can read it around. The first three is giving morality, mental development, then reverence, service, transference of merit, rejoicing in others' merits, expounding the doctrine, listening to doctrine, and straightening of view.
What is
the subject? The 10 Punya Kiriyavatu.
Are these, do they equate to the same as Kusala Kamapata?
Kusala Kamapata is sila.
It's all sila.
Mm-hmm. Kusala Kamapata, the 10.
Mm.
Yeah. Another word is Punya Kiriyavatu.
Kiriyavatu, yes. But can one say it's the same? Well, the Kamapata is... So, for example, like straightening views as kamapata, because it must be panya.
What are the 10 kusala kamma? It's opposite of the 10 akusala kamma.
Yes, opposite, yeah.
Yesterday you said about metta. The keyword is everyone, eh? Yeah.
Not limited. Because at that moment, citta is different from when there's dosa or other akusala.
Mm.